Central. What's going on? Oh, that's the wrong person. Okay, we waiting on Shazam to come on in. But while we do, we always got good music to play. Let's see what I can play for y'all. Let me see what I got. Hallelujah. Let's say. Okay, play a little bit of still going through. Okay.
I'm a rep for my hood, cause it's all I know. And I'ma keep this shit true, cause it's all I know. And I'ma fuck my bitch good, cause it's all I know. And my niggas still win, yeah, we keep the scope. Yeah, that's all I know. Yeah, 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 yeah, that's all I know. All I know is I'ma eat. Living my ass on the street, I go in on all of these beats. Little mama, where she by the lead? It ain't my money, I'm pressing the lead. Cruise through the hood, I'ma repeat. I'm tryna buy like I got on some beats. You better not try to play like I'm sweet. Yeah. Low key, I get to it back. Do it for my niggas that pass. No sleep, no jet lag. Money calling, I'ma move fast. Blue hunnids want them in my pants. Can't go back to no food stamps. And I grind hard like boot camp. That's all I know. And I'ma keep this shit true, cause it's all I know. And I'ma put my bitch good, cause it's all I know. And my niggas still win, yeah, we keepin' scope. Yeah, that's all I know. Yeah, 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 yeah, that's all I know. For all of my people that couldn't get it, I'ma do all that I can. I'm putting this shit on my shoulders, I strike like a cobra, it's all in my plan. I know it gets tough, yeah, I know it gets tough. But we come from the mud, the struggle ain't shit to us. Yeah, I turn up with my niggas, if you ain't real, I ain't rolling with you. Every July, I get sentimental. Lost my nigga, he was instrumental. If you not loyal, you won't beneficial. Been verified, I'm beneficial. I'ma go mine, I can benefit you. Can't walk in my shoes, cause they ain't gon' fit you. I don't play no games with them, I just live a little. I ain't hating on this nigga, that's the pedestal. Tryna buy back the block for the rest of us. If you ain't bossing up, then you missin'. I'm a rep for my hood, cause it's all I know. And I'ma keep this shit true, cause it's all I know. And I'ma fuck my bitch good, cause it's all I know. And my niggas still win, yeah, we keepin' scope. Yeah, that's all I know. Yeah, yeah, that's all I know. Yeah, yeah, that's all I know. Yeah, yeah, that's all I know.
Watching her out of curiosity.
What's up, Shazam?
A whole bunch
girl,
of nothing.
First, how's your day going?
It's going. I just finished my daily workout.
Oh,
down here for me.
Huh?
Can you hear me? I said I just finished my daily workout. Everything else is downhill from there.
It rained out here. Is it raining out there?
It started last night. It rained a majority of the day, but by, I guess, by 3 or so, it stopped. But, you know, Houston's rain is a different kind of rain.
Yeah, Houston rain. Lord Jesus. Houston, and Houston does whatever it wants to do. Just, it doesn't care. It's whatever.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to rain at this part of the freeway. It's going to be sunny at this side of the freeway. I mean, it just really does what it wanted to. Then it'll say, we're flooding today, in case y'all didn't know. But, you know, we're here. Sam, I always do this. I never look at the last 4 digits of your phone. I always look at the first. I think that's what it is. Because I keep clicking on one of your daughter's phone numbers, and I know they'd be like, hey, Janice, this is not my mama. I'm clicking. So,
yes, one of them.
Will Smith for a little while, you know, and you know, Chris Rock mama, everybody wants to fight Will and all this kind of stuff.
Okay,
Chris Rock mama had, you know, I didn't read it because I wasn't really interested in what Chris Rock mama was saying, but I feel like it's time to move on, you know. I believe that
it's time to move on after that happened.
Yeah, I mean, God, I was like, oh we're going to do this. That's how I felt. I was like, we are really going to shut the world down because Will Smith slapped Chris Rock, you know. It happened. You know,
yeah.
Whatever. I'm trying to see what's been in the news, who has done anything worth talking about, you know, and no one has. So, let me see, how was my weekend? I don't even remember.
Mm-hmm.
It was either that good or that bad. It was boring. I know people act you know, always just acting a fool with me. You know, always. I mean, seems to be peaceful and they acting a fool with me. You know, and so I had a little foolishness this weekend, you know. You know, I constantly pray that I don't have it, but it happens, you know, because people are just like, but it's all to the good. It's all good. I understand that some people have to have a little drama in their life, you know. Some people have to have a certain amount of drugs. You know how some people have to give a certain, you know, donate a certain amount of stuff to get a tax write-off every year? That's how it is with some people in their lives. They have to have a certain amount of drama going on for them to feel alive. Me, I don't have to have none. And I know I'm alive.
I know it.
No. Because I still ain't figured out. I don't know why drama is necessary. I really don't. you know, maybe one day
yeah.
I will figure.
Well, let me rephrase it. For me, it's not. So, you know, I'm cool with being chill. I'm cool with minding my business. I'm cool with people staying out of my business. I'm cool with live and let live. As long as your living don't
mess
with my living, then I'm good. You know? So I'll never understand exactly why. So what you doing to the puppy, Janice?
I ain't doing nothing to this puppy. I'm going to take this puppy somewhere and drop it off. That's what I'm going to do. This puppy is so needy, I just can't. It's driving me crazy. It's driving me crazy. You know? The puppy want to lay under me. The puppy want to scratch me. The puppy wants me to chase after it. Then it wants to come. I can't. I don't have the same patience I had when
okay.
we was little. I don't have it.
I do.
Right. I gave it like 100% effort. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yep, I feel you.
And then what happened was the puppy, I had to go to work. So I left the puppy in the apartment. And the puppy
mm-hmm.
doesn't have a cage. So imagine the devastation.
Sounds like you need to get a cage.
I do. But I don't even want the cage. I just want to give this beautiful poor baby to somebody that has the energy. I'm for real.
Well,
you
good
know, tripping. You know, just be like, who wants a puppy? Girl. Walked all over my dead house, people on my phone. She just, I mean, is she out of control? You know, she's out of control, seriously. She climbed up on the couch and climbed over the pillow and walked across my desk. It's ridiculous. Like, what are you doing? Anyway. So,
So the foolery, the bozoism that happened this weekend.
That's true. Oh, girl, listen. Was you finna share some bozoism? Because I got plenty. I could pull.
Oh, no.
Nah. I could pull
no, I, no. No, you in the middle of talk about the bozoism you had to deal with. So, you know.
Oh.
I was just reminding you where you left off.
Thank you. Because I got plenty to pull out the bag. So. You know, people, I want to talk about this control thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've got too old to deal with controlling people. I just can't, my understanding is jacked. I cannot deal with controlling people. You can't control other people, you know. And I guess, okay, let me tell you the scenario. So if a person left you and told you they want a divorce, right? The person say this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just saying,
mm-hmm.
I'm talking about, don't nobody be offended.
Mm-hmm.
If you listen, because I know people get offended. But then things simmer down a little bit. Nobody's really still angry. But I have my own place. You know what I'm saying? I have peace in my place. I have, you know, it's my place. I play jazz and mind my business. Okay, so phone call comes and you say to me, I want my wife back. Right? So I say something like, I don't know about all that. You know, because I'm really looking around and I'm like, I got peace. You know, would I trade that for COVID? Okay, so the person's like, well, just give me a chance. Come over. get something to eat, whatever. We'll watch a movie. Okay. Okay. I'm going to go over and watch this movie. So by the end of the movie, you done told me off. You done said that you tired of me playing games. I mean, just total, total flip.
Wow.
And I said, what are you talking about? You invited me over here. I was minding my business. You understand? All of a sudden, I'm playing games, blah, 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 blah. So I pick my keys up to this truck that's too expensive and get in it and drive away. You know, that's the safest thing to do when you deal with both of them. You get in your vehicle. Mm-hmm. Or is there your house? You tell them to leave. Don't ask them.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yes.
So I get up in the truck, and I'm like tripping. So I get 1,500 text messages about how they done, they through, all this kind of stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I say, okay, fine. You know, fine. I'm cool with that. You know, let's just go ahead and get this paperwork started, right? So
mm-hmm.
I go to sleep on the couch because this couch is really comfortable. So I go to sleep. I wake up the next day to a text message saying, you know you're my wife. You know what? What? Yesterday I was raggedy and silly and, you know, so why am I
a whole bunch of stuff, huh?
Yeah. First, I want to make one point. I want to make this point. If you are the one in the wrong and a relationship ends, you try to, and you want the person back, first of all, because they gotta accept you back. It's just the way life is. That's how life is. First of all, you need to be nice. That's just the point. I'm not going to even elaborate. I'm going to just say you need to be nice. For real. How can a person know that you know what I mean? And then you can't do your bipolar stuff. You got to be on your meds. Get on your meds first. Let me take that back. First point is take your medication. Because if you bipolar, you understand me, this is not going to work. It's not going to work, and I'm just saying, all weekend long, it's just been flip-flop. I like you, but I'm going to go off on you. Saturday, I'm going to call you all day and talk to you. I mean, text you all day, call you. You're not going to answer, so therefore, I'm going to cuss at you. Then, by Saturday night, I'm going to be mad again. By Sunday morning, mm-hmm. I'm going to be nice. Then after church, I'm about to go in on you. I honestly think I'm cool. This weekend has proved to me that I'm probably not cut out for a relationship. You know, I mean, besides the divorce,
yeah, you just not cut out for bozos.
Yeah, I don't think. I've had some time to think about it, Zam, and I really believe that it's me. I don't think it's people. You know how they say you're the common denominator? I am the common denominator. I am the only one that can stop this stuff. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I had no control over people passing away. I had no control over it. But this situation and everyone around it,
mm-hmm.
it's me. I tell people I take responsibility for the madness. You know,
mm-hmm.
one of the hardest things for people to do is say, it's not you, it's me. And I'm not talking about when we say it sarcastically. When you really realize that you are a problem.
No. No, we're not going to go there. We're not going to go there. Nah, because see, you're not the problem. They're the problem. And it's just, you know, we had a conversation before that bozos are attracted to those whom they think they can control. The nice ones, the sweet ones, the, you know, the ones who go out their way to do whatever they can to please the other person. That's who they go after. That's who they look for. You know? So.
Yeah. I know that I need a spiritual cleansing from the bozotic, the bozomatic, the bozomatic. That's it. The bozomatic system of mind altering crap that I've been doing. You know, and I need
I'm
to
glad
be
you
army.
Saw the so I can go back and
I need oh my God. I'm trying to just get to the bottom of it and it makes no sense to me. So, you know, when you think about, like you said, the control thing, especially when a bozo is a narcissist. When a bozo is a narcissist, that is a horrible combination. It really is. Because everything that's obviously wrong with them, they're going to shovel it off. Because I can't curse, so I'm going to just say shovel the mess off on somebody else.
Oh, I'll say it. Shovel the shit.
Yeah. Off on somebody else.
Off on somebody
but
else.
That's your stuff.
I got you.
You see? That's your stuff. That's what you like to smell like. And that's what you like to be like. That's not my stuff. I don't want it. Keep it. Keep it. Go ahead.
That's what you like to dwell in.
Yeah. You like to dwell there. You like to be there. There's people in this world that love to argue. I always tell people, I'm not an arguer. I'm sarcastic, but I'm no good at arguing. You're going to win. You know what I'm saying? The fight that you're having with your imaginary friend, you're going to win it because I'm not fit for an argument.
No, I'm not going to argue, but I ain't going to lose.
Yeah.
I'll just say F you and keep it pushing. And it's done before it even starts.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And I mean, I was at work this morning. I was in a very good mood. You know, it is different being by myself or whatever. But it's growing on me, you know.
It will. I mean, because I was there, ended up out of that whole situation, got my own house and everything. Well, you know, and they want to come over, they want to hang out, really. Okay.
Exactly.
Then you end up having to tell them to leave because you get a phone call. And you being disrespectful because you got a phone call and you answered it in your house and you're not in a relationship. Then it's time for you to go.
It's time for you to go. Exit the premises.
But you get used to being by yourself. You get used to being by yourself, going where you want, doing what you want, whenever you want.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Talk about it.
It leaves.
Mhm. Because I promise you, you know. Now, don't get me wrong, you know. I guess it's like a phantom bozo situation. You know, you see your bozo, so you just start. And I had to catch myself one time. I was like, "Girl, you trippy. You is trippy. You know, Look, get back in the boat. Get back in the boat.
Do not jump overboard. Get back in the boat. And go to sleep. I tell myself, for those of y'all that are listening, go to sleep. You feel like you should go back. You start, they done worked on you, made you feel guilty. Listen to me. I'm only going to say this as many times as I need to. Go to sleep. Fix you a sandwich. You don't want to go to sleep? Fix you a sandwich. Fix you a sandwich. You know?
Yeah.
You don't want to fix you a sandwich? Write in a journal. Oh, that's a good one. Write in a journal.
For me?
Doodle on.
For me, it was music.
Music, see?
Music is my thing. You got different kinds of music for every mood that you could possibly be in.
Yeah.
Music can put you in a mood and it can get you out of a mood.
Yeah. I just purchased me John Coltrane, a vinyl.
Oh, wow.
Girl, listen. Listen, and it sounds so vintage on the record player. You know, it got all the little, you know, it's nice. And what I'm doing is, I said this is cool. I could start me a record collection, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
My next one is going to be the Osley Brothers, Brown Eyed Girl. Oh my God, I got to get this. I've got to get that. You know, a little bit of Kirk Whalen going to come up next. I got to get what's her name? Oh, God. Nina Simone. I got to get her. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. It's like I'm on a roll. I wrote down a whole page of jazz artists. I'm finding out that I love, what do they call it, brass, when it comes to jazz. Let me reach out this list, okay? My list, it says, of course, John Coltrane, Miles Davis.
Mm-hmm.
So this one out here, Herbie Hancock. My God, okay?
Wow.
Who's going to singing, Lena Horne. Duke Ellington, do you hear me? Thelonious Monk. Okay. Charles Mingus. Now, Ron Carter is that's bass when it comes to jazz. It's that bass.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
Wait a minute. What did you say?
Huh? Give me that. Let's see.
Oh, let me say.
Dizzy Gillespie.
Gillespie. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Let me see who else I got on here. Charlie Parker. It's like I just found a Nina Simone, Nancy Wilson. You know, some of these are singers, but I like it all, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And let's see. I already said that. Art Blackie. I know it's funny, but when I tell you, I went on, people were telling me about Apple Music, but I'm in that Pandora thing because it plays like one after the other. And a real cool combination was Charles Mingus and Thelonious Monk, Duke Ellington and Thelonious Monk, and I think Charles Mingus, he was on that one. It was like all three was on one of them I was listening to. And when I tell you it was good, okay. When you play jazz like it's raining outside, but it ain't. I love it.
Man, I played it. Any time. Like when I was cleaning house or after I had cleaned and all the windows up and the curtains are blowing and just chilling. Saturday mornings when the kids heard music, they knew it was time to clean up.
Yeah.
Trying to clean up, trying to mow the yard. But I was cool with that because the music is like.
Yeah, and music
is a part of life for me.
Yeah.
And I listen to whatever sounds good to me. And I know my kids are tired. I saw somebody post the other day, I like riding by myself so I can put my song on repeat and listen to it 55 times without anybody saying anything.
Mm.
And that's what I used to do.
Yeah.
That's what I used to do. And my kids are saying some stuff, and I'm like, how do you know that? You? Yeah, because music was my thing. From jazz to country to blues, everything.
Everything. Ooh, the blues, girl. Oh, my God.
You didn't what?
I said, I just been listening to these different jazz artists, seeing the different sounds with them. I love it. It's a relaxing thing. It just changed the whole room, you know? Yeah. Yeah. Now, I see a group here called the New Jack Hippies. I don't know, but they're an old group, so that's going to be a group I check out, see how what the sound was for them. But
Let me know. My all-time favorite is live music. I love it.
Yeah, I found it's a jazz place out here in Harlem. I said I was gonna go check out. Just go up in there by myself and sit there and listen. You know?
Okay, I have a question.
Okay.
Am I too old to learn how to skate?
Listen, I just posted that. I've been looking at skate exams, and I said to myself, Janice, it's time to skate. I have no idea how to skate. Yes, man. But I'm ready to. I want to learn so bad. I don't know what it is. I'm going to buy my skates. I'm serious.
I just don't want those possible broke bones to come with it.
Well, I'm going to have on all kinds of.
Padding?
Yes, ma'am.
You're going to have.
Hey, I'm 45. I don't have time for that. What about you, though? Until I can learn how to balance myself on the same stay bed. They're going to say, where's she going in that big old suit? Girl, I'm going to have some stuff on.
In that body diaper.
Girl, please. They're going to say, what is this lady doing? They did. I'm going to learn how to skate.
And if I did, I'd definitely bring that back.
That's crazy. I'm telling you, I was just thinking about this. Well, I had actually earlier this year. Oh, for my birthday, I told them to get me a pair of skates. They was laughing.
Mhm.
I was like, can any of y'all skate? No, ma'am. Then what you laughing for? Yeah, the only one that can swim is Quayla. I don't know what they got to do with skating, but I'm just saying. Yeah, but everybody is getting into skating. It's crazy. I be watching the video. Now, I ain't crazy. I know I can't do the stuff they doing. So, yeah.
Have you seen the skating bishop? He posts a lot. Man, look, that cat, like,
Yeah.
That's why I want to learn how to say it, because he makes it look like it's so smooth.
I like him because he's showing people, you know, people think when you are preaching something that you just at home with your faith in the Bible, like you ain't got no other part of your life going on.
Yeah.
But, I love that. I watch him all the time.
I think I follow him on every platform there is.
But he just went and stayed with Usher and Ali.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I saw some of the pictures.
When they were on one of those. Okay, I'm gonna have to look that up. I'm gonna have to YouTube it. But I know he's on Steve Harvey. I saw the clip he did with Steve Harvey. I'm not sure when it was shot or recorded, but yeah, that's one of the things I always wanted to learn. I just never got the guts to get out there and just break something to learn, you know?
Yeah, I didn't want to fall. That's why. I just didn't want to fall.
I'm saying, somebody, wait a minute. You know how at the beginning of COVID, you were talking about that backpack.
Yeah.
Yeah, that backpack. Well, we need a body diaper.
We need a body diaper.
So anybody listening, if y'all know anything about anything, let us know. Please call in.
ASAP. I'm gonna video, girl. They're gonna be like, she really got a big old. Yes, honey. I'm gonna have like one of them sumo wrestler pampers on.
Mm-hmm.
And
on the top line. We too old to be breaking bones nowadays.
Yeah, that stuff don't heal. And the thing is, I have never broke a bone. I just don't want to start now. You know?
Me neither. And I'm not trying to start when I'm 50. I'm not trying to.
Mm-hmm.
You know something I didn't realize the other day? I asked, my granddaughter has this infatuation with numbers, with people's age. And she'll ask you, what's your number? And when she asks you, what's your number, she means, how old are you? And she remembers everybody's number. So she asked Mama, she asked Sister Cook. She said, Sister Cook, what's your number? And Sister Cook was like, huh? I said, she wants to know how old you are. When Sister Cook said 70, it blew all my forehead back, from the top of my eyebrows back, just off. I cannot explain. I do not know why. Mm-hmm. I did not know or realize that Sister Cook was 70. Don't ask me why I thought she was still in her 50s. Like 56,
yeah.
57, maybe 60.
I thought,
I had to think about it. I had to think about it. I was like, damn, you're 50? What the hell? But yeah, time has flown, and I did not realize that Sister Cook was 70.
70 years old. I kept her at 59. Every time somebody asks me how old her mom was, I say 59. Don't she look good for her age? And then one day I was over there, and she. This was before she turned 70. I was like, look at Mama. Mama, I say, Mama about 55. She come out, girl, I am 69 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I said, excuse me. I said, excuse me.
Yep.
Yes, ma'am. That just blew me away.
Girl, that blew my mind. Okay, I gotta get better. 70 grams. Oh my God.
The bozoism is real, y'all.
It is, y'all.
And if any youngsters listening today, whatever it is you have in your mind that you want to do, do it before you get too old and can break some bones. Then you'd be wearing diapers.
Please, for the insurance, for insurance reasons, for policy, for life, I'm going to go here, for life insurance reasons, okay? Listen, and if you are our age, listen, protect yourself. I'm going to tell you like they tell folks that's out having unprotected self. Wrap it up. Wrap yourself up, okay, before you get out there. And listen, bungee jumping is out. That over the cliff jumping stuff, forget about it. Go ahead, retire that. Write that in a journal. Said something you wanted to do. Listen, jumping out of a plane. Some of you right now, I'm gonna jump out of a plane. Okay, just make sure that you attach to somebody when you jump. Don't do it on your own. Don't let nobody pump you up and make you think that's gonna be all right. Let somebody be attached to you. Let them break your fall. Don't do it. Well, I had a good time on the show tonight. Oh, my God. I think that was your close. Was those your closing remarks, Emma? You got some more for me. What you got?
That's my closing, honey.
That's your closing?
That's my closing.
We love you all. We love you all, and like my Uncle Lunsdale, God rest his soul. Like he always said, love you all.
But we gotta go.
Bye-bye.
Bye.